This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back a couple of months ago, late March it was, we went over to the UK to talk about the economic reality of the political mess that is Brexit. Since then, well, the politics is more messy. Prime Minister Theresa May has announced her resignation. The no-deal Brexit party dominated the European Parliament elections this past weekend. So businesses in the UK still do have a whole lot of unknowns. We got Samantha Wallace on the phone to talk about it. We talked to her back in March in her honey selling stall in London's Borough Market. Samantha, it's good to speak with you again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So tell me, we were there in March-ish. How has business been the past couple of months at the Borough Market?
Well, touch wood, it's been very good, I have to say. It's been quite mild and it's been very busy with lots of visitors from, well, the UK and abroad. So it seems to be that business is on track, but I'm touching wood as we speak because I don't want to jinx it.
Well, I hate to be the one to bring the jinx, but I have to bring the politics into this. You know, when we were there and we were chit-chatting that day at the Borough Market, you were not hopeful, shall we say, about your prospects given what's going on. And now it's just more confusing.
It's very confusing because it just seems to be an ongoing kind of scary, awful deja vu that just won't go away. So we're more confused than we were when we met in March, I think.
Well, so let's get down to brass tacks. You said at the time that you were still importing lots of honey from European vendors. You're still doing that? Are you stockpiling at all? I remember we had a whole conversation about how tough honey is to store. You just run out of room.
Yeah, we're still trying to stockpile, but the problem is we have very limited storage space. So we can kind of stockpile around 3 to 6 months worth, but not in everything. So we have to kind of cherry pick what we think is going to be popular or try and second guess what the season is doing. So at the moment, we're trying to guess the acacia season in Italy to work out if we're going to be short in Italy for that line of honey and if we need to source it from somewhere else. And now with Brexit on top of everything, which because this is a genuine seasonal problem every year, there's always something. But it's just, where do we source it from? Do we try the EU? Do we go outside the EU? It's not helpful on the decision-making front.
If you wanted to source outside the European Union, could you? I mean, can you get enough of what you need to make that viable?
Yes, I think so. I think we could. But for us, there is certain standards around quality, how it's produced, if it's going to be of consistent quality, but it's also harvested in the right way. The way we work is very slow. So we don't want, you know, large importers or producers who are just kind of mass producing honey. We're looking for the kind of the different person, the person who may not put themselves necessarily so forward to do business. And that takes time. So it's partly language barriers, time to find people and then develop those relationships.
So on the way out, let me just ask you one last political question, and
sure.
It goes like this. The next deadline, near as I read the papers, is October the 31st. There is now the much stronger tendency toward a possibly hard or no-deal Brexit at the end of that time. What's that going to mean for you?
I have to say, I think that would be disastrous. I mean, we are a tiny business who are so aided by having just-in-time logistics with Europe and these kind of no borders. I mean, we try and do things in the best faith, but we're not experts. And there's a lot of frightening talk about needing to employ customs agents and things being delayed and the extra costs. So not only with the extra tariffs in terms of taxes that would suddenly apply, to pay then customs agents would, I mean, really cost us a fortune. So it would just really change the model of our business. And that would definitely put our future into jeopardy.
Samantha Wallace, she is the owner with her husband, right? Your husband's Italian, right? Do I remember that right?
He is. Yes, it's a great advantage, you see, with Italian honeys is having an Italian husband,
there,
it has to be said. So
that's right.
Yeah, if we drop out, it's going to be interesting.
That's right. Samantha Wallace, she and her husband, the owners of From Field and Flower. It's a honey shop in the Borough Market in London. Samantha, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.